In the Seder this week, in Parshas Bo'i, we have the Mrs. Loisa say of Noisa. The Issa of Noisa is heard by Kohen Pesach. By Kohen Pesach, Kohen says the mitzvah, you know, we bring it at Pesach, and the mitzvah is to eat the Kohen Pesach at night, and Torah gives the law that not to leave anything over for the morning. Everyone that's a munna on the Kohen Pesach, your mana, mishpacha, or if you need the Kohen Pesach is too big, and the mishpacha is too small, your mana two mishpachas, or more, but everyone that's a munna on the Kohen Pesach has a mitzvah to eat it at night, and there's a law not to leave it over in the morning. They'll have a nice place. Assuming men are baika. The chinuch in mitzvah ches, kedaka, is a tam for the mitzvah. He gives a reason for the mitzvah. He says the reason is, because of the need for chayrus. As we have a lot of mitzvahs of on Pesach. There's a need to show chayrus, to show it as man, that Hashem going on, Hashem is brought, may have the chayrus. We have to show chayrus and act with the Rashiris. And the derech of Molochim Besorim is, they don't leave over things for the next day. Of course, they don't eat leftovers. If there's anything left over, they throw it out. Same thing here, the Torah says not to throw it out, the Torah makes it abonnet to glasay. The Torah says if there's anything left over, there's a mitzvah, the HT story. But the etzim mitzvah lav is never to leave it over. You're supposed to have eaten it all up. Every part of the covenant that you're able to eat, all the basa, you're supposed to eat it up that night. And if you leave it over, it's a lav. And again, the Chinuch says the reason is al tcheiris. Tcheiris. Typical other I had was, the MS is a lav of noisah by all kavanas. It's a different pasuk. In Parshas Tzav, by the Parsha of Kavan Toida, when you bring Kavan Toida, it says also, the Kavan Toida you could eat, or also you have to finish it, if there's manachila, it's a shlomim, but I believe it's one day and one night. Also, once you swim in a bike, it says not to leave anything over. And the Gemara runs out, there's an extra Joshua that from Kavan Toida we're going out to all Kavanas. That all Kavanas is allowed not to leave it over, if there's manachila. It's lav and noisa. Over there, the chinuch is a different reason. For the kolni stick a lav. Why does the kolni stick a lav not to leave over any kabbonis if there's manachilan? The chinuch says the reason over there is shemayyavani de sechon. The Torah was very marked that the kabbon should not come to become spoiled. And he says, well, Hashem shemayyakitsum reichai. Hashem shem people shouldn't feel that has a bad smell. We shouldn't let the type of meat is, it spoils. So the Torah did not want any basa kachim to become spoiled, so the Torah gave a special lab, make sure you eat it by the zman achila, and don't leave it over, so if the zman achila, it's a lab. So the chayis was so shver, how come over here, where the Torah gives a lab, an extra lab, by Kohen Pesach, not to leave it over, the chinuch has to give a different reason. By the lab of not to leave over the Kohen Pesach, if the zman achila, the chinuch says the reason is as-chayris. As chayrus, we have to act like malachim b'starim. They don't keep leftovers. They don't eat leftovers. They eat it up. Whatever's left over, they get rid of. Why doesn't he just say the kol is the reason? Because the shnei avodah
seichin. Yeah,
but
you see,
shlom is 2 days.
So
you see,
not
much
for 2 days at least. So it can't be
up. So it's a day late.
It's not
going to be seichin. Yeah, but you see, but the kol is the lab of noisa goes on all kabbanis. Some of the kabbanis, the mashal kabban toyda, is only one day.
It's one day, one night.
I'm sorry. Because it's one night. You know, because you're not eating. It's the same time frame. It's that day which you're not eating, and that night. It's the same amount of time. And the kabban toyda is that day and that night.
Yeah, right.
You have less time to eat it because you're starting later. But the ending point is the same time. The ending point is the same time. So in the mice, why don't we say forget the time of Sechen there also? So the text is the Mechasinach in Isai is Ma'ayya that again, like we said, there's a kolni stick of lav in Pashat Tzav for all kavanas not to be over this in Isai, that you have to not leave over any kavan past the zman achila. But the chinuch says and again this kolni stick of lav will go on. Besides on the Kohen Pesach, goes on the Shlom, goes on the Chattas, the part that's eaten by the Kohen, go on the Toyda, go on the Kohen Bechor, go on all Kabbonis. But three Kabbonis have a special lav, miyuchat for them, not to leave it over. One of them is the Kohen Pesach, like we said, it's a special lav, not to be over, noisa, not to leave it over, extra, if this man achinga. The second one is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni also is a special pasta, like the Sumer and Abayka. And the third one is the Kohen Chagiga that's brought on Pesach. The Kohen Chagiga that's brought on Pesach also is a special lav, not to leave it over. And by all three of these, the chinuch gives a special reason. Why Pesach? He gives the reason of Chayrus. Again, we have to act like chayrus, ashirus. That's why we're not allowed to leave any over. Not to eat it like the derech mlochem v'sarim, that they don't eat old food, they only eat fresh meat, but it was from that day. And by Pesach Sheni, the chinuch in Mitzvah Shem Pei Beis, the chinuch also gives the same reason as chayrus. Pesach Sheni also need a chayrus to remember the Zman HaGula. And Kamach Hagiga, in Mitzvah Tzav Pei Vav, the chinuch gives a different reason. He says it's al simcha. The Kamach Hagiga is brought to simcha. And simcha, zak the chinuch, is simcha is beribu yachinus basta, by eating extra basta. And therefore the Torah wanted you to make sure you have a big meal, have a big flesh, don't zalava, don't be, leave over any, the after, for later, make sure you don't lack with the Kamach Hagiga. And that's why the Torah gave a mitzvah, not to leave any over. So the Meir, he says, the chayyur, by these three kabbonis, if a person's ever nice, he'll be able to laven. First, he'll be able to laven tolius, which is the Pasha Stav, is the laven every carbon, not to leave it over. And for these three kabbonis, Pesach Sheni Chagiga, if you're ever nice, you'll be able to second laven. The laven yuchad that it says by Pesach, laven yuchad that it says by Pesach Sheni, laven yuchad that it says by Chagiga. It's a man that's very posh. That's why the chinuch has to give a separate reason. Because he was trying to explain why there's an extra lav. Because there's two reasons. By every carbon, you have the one reason, Shalom Yerun Lede Seyachin. That's why there's one lav. But by Kohen Pesach, there's two reasons. First of all, Shalom Yerun Lede Seyachin. And also because of Chayrus. That's why there's two lav. That's what the chinuch comes to explain. Why is an extra lav? But Pesach Sheni is also two lav. That, Shalom Yerun Lede Seyachin. And also Chayrus. And by Chagiga, there's also two reasons, because there's two laven. That's why the Chinuch has to give two reasons. There's two reasons for two laven. There's and also for the Mitzvah Simcha. Okay. The Chinuch in Eis Aleph, in Mitzvah Ches, he clears the Shayim, if the laven Leisa has a Shia, is it a Shia Kazayis, or is it a Shia Kolshu? What if you leave over just a little bit? Because it doesn't say any Shia in the Torah. It's not an achila. It's talking about an oichel. The laven leisa goes on basa, which is roi lachin, which is mitzvah to eat. But etzim is not a mitzvah achila. Any mitzvah which is either achila, and we don't have any special halakha mishum Sinai changing the what the shir is like on Yom Kippur. The shir is the achila. It's more than mitzvah. It's a gregus. But every other mitzvah which is the achila is the mitzvah. What about the isav leisa? Do you say it's also Shia Kazayis, because we're talking about an Eichel, we're talking about Basel Joel Achila, or do you say no, since it's not a mitzvah b'achila, it's not a mitzvah b'achila, it's just a lav not to leave it over, maybe the Shia is a kosher. So the Chinuch, Michasim says, what's the Meir from this, and he brings Raias both ways, and he ends off that the Pashas is the Shia is a Kazayis, because the Meis is a double Eichel, and anything, any lav which is in a double Eichel, which is something that is basal, which is very lachinga, and we don't have mafurish any other shir. The stama, the shir is v'kzayis. Then the Mechas Chinuch in Eisvav Chazdivin Shaila. What about if a person brought two kavanas and he left over from one kavan a chatzik kzayis, and for the other kavan he left over another chatzik kzayis? Are you mitzvarif the two chatzoyik kzayis to be one kzayis to be over noisim? We have a nice mashal on Sunday. He brought two kavanas shlamim. Shlomim he's supposed to eat 2 days in one night. So he's supposed to eat it that Sunday, he's supposed to eat it Sunday night, he's supposed to eat it that Monday. And the Kam Shkia, he's over Noisa. So what if he put two Kabbana Shlomim? And one Shlomim he ate the whole thing, he left over Hefek Zayas Monday night. And the other Shlomim he also left over Hefek Zayas Monday night. You must starve the two Hefek Zayas to be a Shishomim.
Not after the two Shlomim.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we can get that. First of all, the first Mechasinich himself shows upon this that if you hold the Machlokes in Yuma, we know the Chayim Gimel Beis, if Chatzis is also in a Torah now. If you hold Chatzis Shir is only the Rabbanon, then it's a nice Shaila. The Nachmin is if you ever the Raisa, and it starts with two Chatzis Shir. But if you hold Chatzis Shir is also in the Raisa, so the Mechasinich himself, a Chayr is no big Nachmina, because you're over anyway in a Chatzis Shir.
And there's no Malkus.
And there's no Malkus. Normally the Nachmina Bashir is. But again, ancient. But again, Malkus or Karis. That's if you're over the Shia, you get the Einish of Malkus or Karis. If you're not over the Shia, it's only Chatz Yosem and Atayah, but there's no Malkus or Karis. But over here, by Noisa, the Mechasimah brings down the Moros, there's no Malkus anyway. Because of two reasons. One Mandama says the reason is because the Lav Shem by Maisa, there's no action, it's a passive. It's any Lav which doesn't have an action, it's like Meshav Atasa, you're not doing anything, it just happens. You're sitting down, and you let the boss become Noisa. That's the lav she'emer ma'isa. It's not lav, it's a very mid'oraisa, but there's no malchus. And the other mandam says, because the lav hendit l'ase. Because the Torah says, it gives a lav, it's 2 men of baika, but a nice 2 men of eshti starif. And if you do leave it over, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to burn it. So any lab which the Torah gives, any avery which the Torah follows up with mitzvahs asay, that's called lab and nitzak asay, there's no malchus. There's a meaning over here, and the mainaf kaminis are two hefekazes to mamastar. Even if they're not, the chayu kun tamandama of, we tamandama that, chatzishasim in the Torah, you'd be able anyway in this derisa. But mitzvahs brings down, in the sound that the pnei yeshu and bay, the zainim and bays, the maskal maitaima and the shagasaya, the end of sim and payal, if they yes this kash in kolonius. Because what's the shot, according to the mandama, the chatzishasim in the Torah? If you hold chatzishasim in the Torah, then why do we have shirim by all these mitzvahs? Any mitzvah that doesn't have. What about for any avayer that doesn't have malchus? They talk about over there the lava by yirah by yimatzah. We know the mechayk is b'sham b'sinul and the b'sar, what the shear is, but there's a shear pasha of zayis to be able on Pesach. What? Yeah, but that's the reason why chashish doesn't tell you. But over there we. You mean? Why does the Torah give a shear by any ister which doesn't have malchus?
It does.
But we find the Gemara doesn't finish the Bali Rabbi Motzah that it's machlokes b'sham b'sinul or b'sar, if it's a right. It's machlokes again if it's
good. Yeah.
I hear. But my sister, the Gemara does talk about. I guess it's we passed in chassidishia asim and atayir. Maybe I guess it's look at the Rambam. The Rambam passed in chassidishia asim and atayir. The Rambam being down the shir by yirah by yimotzah is with zayis. I did not mark this by yirah by yimotzah because it's lavin nitzak asay. Because it's nitzak asay of tashvisu. But it seems to be clear. They talk about the we as I checked the pnei yeshua and the shagasaya. And this is similar to what the Mechasinach is claiming over here. But the Mechasinach wants to say, push the terrorists for this whole kasha. So there is an afkamina, v'negeya chatzi shia. Even if you're chatzi shia, there is an afkamina if it's a shia or a chatzi shia. An afkamina will be with the Rambam, perikei mechul shvua zlachi ilalo. The Rambam says that a person makes a shvua, not to eat an issa, a shia of an issa, the shvua is not chal, because it's mujavai mahasinai. But if a person will make a shvua, not to eat a chatzi shia, the shvua is chal. Because even if you hold any of the Rambam has the Chatzishi Asim in the Torah, the Rambam says, since the Issa of Chatzishi is not Mufush B'Torah, yes, know what that means, but since the Issa of Chatzishi is not Mufush B'Torah, the Shvu is Chal. That's not called Mushu B'Vayim Mahasinai. Something's not Mufush B'Torah. Maybe it's the Mechasin, that would be a terrorist, to the Tnei Shu and the Shakasai Eskasha. That if he, the Nachimin will be, if a person made a Shvu, not to eat a Chatzishi, that the shvu will be chal. And if made a shvu on a shia, then the shvu will not be chal. And after the chavi about tshuva, I mean, how many verses do you do? Then he went and ate it. Was he able also the shvu? Does he have to do tshuva on both of theirs? Does he have to do tshuva on both of theirs? Or was he only ever one of theirs? As a meila, that would be nafkamin here also.
What does that think of shia? How many shvus is
there? The Rambam says that would be mushra and mahasinai.
One shia,
there's
only one
mishra.
Chat the shia, you don't say it's three shvus.
If he made a shvua not to eat a chatzi shvua, make sure not to eat a shvua. He's kiveig about that. Why 1,000?
Every drop is a
chatzi shvua.
You have a million pieces.
Right. Oh, well, then he says further. Once he had a shvua ready, it's not
so
keen.
If he fought the next one, it's only a shvua.
Okay, but the point that the Mechas wants to say, if a person left over, a person made a shvua that he will not leave over any of this korban, of these two korbanos. He brought two korbanos shalom, like we said, and he made a shvua that he's not going to leave over any of these korbanos. So if he makes the shvua on a shia, on a shishalim, the shvua will not be chal. because it's mushed by Masinai. But so again, and he left over. He made a shuva not to leave over from these korban shlomim, and he left over half a zayis from one korban, half a zayis from another korban. So if you say it's nesarif, so it turns out he was over the issa of Nisa and the shir shalim, so the shuva was not chal because the mushuv v'yom hasinai. But if you hold that these two chatzoyik zayis are not nesarif, then the shuva will be chal. Because so the over chatzis shir on each one, but the shvu will be chal. So again, it's enough minachay will be where he made a shvu that he's not going to leave over a chatzis shir from each one. I guess that's what he means. And he brings two kabbana shlomim and he made a shvu. He's not going to leave over a chatzis shir from this one, a chatzis shir from that one. So if it's mistarif, such a shvu is not chal, not to leave over a chatzis shir from this and a chatzis shir from that, because it's a shvu on a shir shalim. And it's mushvarim hasinai. But if you say it's not mistarif, then the shvu will be chal. So that'll be nafmina. But upon him, this is mechasson sechira. If a person leaves over chatzik zayis from one kavim shalom and chatzik zayis from second kavim shalom, are they mitzarif together to be considered having left over from both? And mechasson says the chakiri could clear not only if both isurim are bevasachas. Almost you brought two kavim shalom with the zman noisa. The aver was both Monday night, like we say, brought two kavim shalom on Sunday. So the zman noisa will be Monday by shkia at night. Says, but the same shang, he said, Chatzim Mechasson, even if you brought two kabbanas which have different zman, Moshe on Sunday, you brought a kabbana chattas and a kabbana shlomen. So the chattas, you gave, let's say, the part that's eaten by the kohen, and you gave a kohen his part on the shlomen, and the kohen got his part on the chattas. And the kohen left, and the chattas, he's supposed to eat one day and one night. So the chattas that he brought on Sunday, he's supposed to finish Monday morning. The shlomen that was brought on Sunday, the kohen was supposed to finish Monday night. So what about if he left over chatzis shir from the chattas Monday morning? And he left over another chatzik zayis from the shlomim Monday night. So here you have two chatzoy shir from two different zmanim and two different kabbanas. The Mechas Kinnah says they also you could clear if they're mistarif. And the Mechas Kinnah svar is, he says, pashas they are mistarif. He says, because we don't find, even though it's a hefzik zman,
he means where they're going to end the same time.
Even if they don't end the same time.
Nah,
so he wants to say the same thing. He says, the Maisa, he gave a kohen, for example, part of a kamachatas to eat from the Shechtan on Sunday, and that zman he has to finish by Monday morning. And he gave a piece of a shlomim that he has to finish by Monday night. And he left over half a kazayas from the chatas Sunday, Monday morning, and he left over half a kazayas from the shlomim Monday night, that will also be mistarif. He says, because we don't find that zman is masik in hashlomas hashir only by achila. All Yisur Yachimla, you have to do the full shiur of the Yachimla's pras. If you wait more than if you have a size now and you wait more than the Yachimla's pras, that's not a start. But all other various, we don't find that man is mafsik. And he gives two examples. One example gives is Me'ila. A person's on Moel Behekdish, which the shiur is a pruta, and he's Moel Behekdish, he has a pruta today, and then 2 days later he's Moel the second half of pruta, that is a start. Even though Chaim and Seif explains a little different, but that's one example that Mechasson brings. And another example he gives is, we spoke about this one time, Melechas Kaistav. The shiur of Kaistav and Shabbos is two oisis. If a person writes one ois in the morning, and then a few hours later, he writes a second ois, it's in start. We don't find that the few hours makes any hefsek. Maisa, eventually, when this person finishes the shiur, he's over. The same thing over here. If you finished, if you over chatzik zayis of noisa, so Monday morning, and then you have the second chassid zayis Monday night. It is mistarif.
That's because you
convert
the two oisis together. If you cook on Shabbos half of the zayis in the morning, and then you cook.
Also, that's mistarif. It's also mistarif. It's a big chiddush by Kaisiv. It's a big chiddush by Kaisiv, but yeah, it's also mistarif. But I was thinking that Mechir is a chelik. When do you say that when a person does a half a shiur now, and then he does even a few days later, the second half a shiur, or a few hours later, that's mistarif? That's by this on the gavra. When the Torah wants this person not to do melacha Shabbos, or this person not to do me'ila, that's where you could say, the gavra, first he didn't do the complete shiur, but eventually, caught up with him, eventually this person did a whole shiur. But by Naisa, I think Pashtus, the Torah's ratzon was on the chest of the coven, that this korban should not be left over. It's a chiv on the gavra. The Torah was poiked the gavra, this person that you're responsible to make sure it wasn't left over. But the real rest of the Torah was this korban should not be left over. It wasn't so much on the gavra. And if the real rest of the Torah was this korban should not be left over, so this korban I didn't leave over shia, we weren't over the rest of the Torah. And what does that have to do with another korban? The second korban also you weren't over shia. The chiv, you keep him starved to two korbanas. Not like the Mechuskanach. By Noista, since the Issa is on the carbon, the Torah, in the Torah was the carbon should not be left over, so each carbon was not left over. There's nothing to even start one to the next. One does not move the next. If the Issa is on the Gavra, the Gavra should not, even though Shabbos, also maybe the Torah was Pekah the person on Shabbos should not be Mechulu, or the more Pashto is the it's an Issa on the Gavra, the person should not be Mechal on Shabbos. So it catches up with him. He did part of the Shia now, and eventually when he finishes the Shia, well, it's all one person. So that one person is Oiva. Same thing by Me'ila. It's all one person. He was an Ova Hekesh. But by Noisa, I think the rest of the Torah was on this carbon, especially the way the Simmons explains the reason Shal Noyav and the Deisechen. So you don't have a Shia, which is every Deisechen by this carbon. You don't have a Shia, which is every Deisechen by this carbon, but even without the time. Pashas, we're going to go with the time. But Pashas, the rest of the Torah is on the carbon. If the rest of the Torah is on the carbon, you keep your Mitzvah from one carbon to the next. Not like the Mechus
Chanech.
by his own sharing, where he held that the by Noisa that the two sheet that the two he has to say from the start. He says, what about if the first day of Zayis was Nisra? Right, first you were Oiva Lamashal, the Chatas in the morning you were Oiva Noisa and the Hefek Zayis, and then after that it was Nisra, and then later on you were Oiva another Hefek Zayis and Noisa from the Shalom at night, but the Hefek Zayis is not here anymore. Right, but Mr. Shabbos maybe now. Shabbos Machnach Shabbos is maybe Shabbos a different. But the Mr. Sukkah, according to his Torah, that not the way we're saying, but according to his Torah, that the two Chatzayik Zayis the Mamet stop by Nisra, I forgot to say this. According to Mr. Sukkah's Torah, the two Chatzayik Zayis the Mamet stop, what about the first, you first did Nisra and the Hefek Zayis, and then it was Nisra? Are you still able later when you mash from the Shia the second Zayis or not? He doesn't explain what his topic is. But I was thinking maybe his topic is because since it's a lav nitakasei, and the fact that it was nisraf, the asei in a way took off the lav. The lav nitakasei, which means asei, it doesn't take off the lav completely. There's still an aver here, still pashas the tshuva, but it takes off the lav to a certain extent. It does do something. So maybe it takes off. Or you could say stam, it's the same with the Shabbos, that if it's not here, there's no visa to star. That he'd like Seraphim.
It's not benimsa.
But he blives the chimer. That it's not so pasha. Maybe you say no. It might seem even nice to now on the full sheet. It doesn't make a difference if the first half is gone at this point. You don't need to be here to your team and starve.
So if you can start
from
one Shabbos to the next Shabbos.
Well, that's different. Shabbos Machal.
Shabbos Machal. But again,
the way we were saying, I don't see the whole. So to begin with, there were two kabbanos that we start to begin with, because since the Torah is resting on each carbon, you don't have a shear. The Mechuskanach himself, this is a very straight word, at the end he wants to say a different reason why it's not mistarif. He wants to say, because the Torah says, unless you see mimenu adbaika. Since it says mimenu, he's making a drasha. Mimenu is mashal mimenu, from it, from each carbon miyuchid. But this is like a shakopel, like the Mechuskanach is making his own drasha. The mimenu has to be from one carbon. You keep him start from coming to the next. It's a pelna. The mechusnas is like making his own drasha. Drashas are only from Chazal, and even Chazal only have drashas, which is Masayir from Hasina, for Teir Shabbat. In the Hagoyis of mechusnas, they bring from the mechusnas that he has a different kash. And mechusnas, there's a gemara in Yibam, it's the finding of the Amalek, has a different drasha from the word mimenu. The gemara dash is from Chilsum mimenu nema, and the gemara says Am Yitzchak Menayin Lo Arul Shasuv Ma'isa Sheni. How do we know an Arul Shasuv Ma'isa Sheni? Because it says Yimenu by Noisa, and it says Yimenu by Pesach, by this Pesach, it's Yimenu, and it says Yimenu by Ma'aseh Sheni, Ma Yimenu Omer Pesach or Asubo, just like Pesach and Oral is also the same thing, and Oral, someone within a Mingla, is also in Ma'aseh Sheni. So you see the more dashness in the words Yimenu, different drushas, and it doesn't mention this drusha. So the Yisrael Mechusnas name makes a drusha. But again, I think in Svarah, Mechusnas holds in Svarah that Noisa, you would be mistaken for chatzis zayis from one carbon, chatzis zayis from another carbon, but mechir is mokhati mechalik that like next to the Torah acid, the rest of the Torah was on the carbon. Okay, another thing you want to speak about in this week's Seder Pashas Boi is about the mitzvah matzah. There's a minig by the Tzvadim, not a minig, a din. I mean, the way the Tzvadim and Noyeg is when they eat matzah a whole year. Right, we have them over here, some of our chavim. When they eat matzah the whole year, they make a very many mezainas. They make a mezainas on matzah. And on Pesach, when they eat matzah, they make a moitzi. The whole year, they make a mezainas on al-nechya. They'll take a matzah, and they make a mezainas on al-nechya. And on Pesach, they'll make a moitzi in Bechas HaMazen. And l'chayu, in halacha, they are iskahalim. The ikedin is like them. Because in Shulchan Aruch, Erechayim, in Kufsam Ches, Zayin, the Mechal Pasuk of the Din for the Gemara Brachas, that Pasuk of the Kisnin, you make a Mezainis on. But what we call anything a cake, what we call Pasuk of a Kisnin, anything which is made of flour and water, but it's not Lechem, it's called Pasuk of a Kisnin, you make a Mezainis and an Al-Mechia. Unless you eat Kedei Kviya Suda. If you eat a Shia Kedei Kviya Suda, then you make a Moitzi and Rechsa Mazen. For example, a lot of people say that pizza is Pasuk of a Kisnin, and we make if you eat one slice, it's not Kviya Suda, you make a Mezainis and Al-Mechia. If you eat two slices, you make a Moitzi and Birchas HaMazon. The sound of the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk said, Bob, what if a person thinks he's not going to eat Kedei Kviya Suda? He thinks he's going to eat one slice of pizza. And he makes a Mezainis. And then he changes his mind and he eats a second slice. And he eats Kedei Kviya Suda. So the Mechal Pasuk says, he'll bench. In such a case, you will bench. Because in the end, you ate two Kedei Kviya Suda. And it's Masha from the Mechal that you won't make, you don't make a Mezainis.
The other shit, if you eat from Mezainis, who knows how much then you make Mezainis.
Right.
He's not talking about pizza.
Well, anything which you make. Let's give an example. Anything which you
say.
Right. They say it's a shift. But you start with a mezainis, and then you change him, and you thought you're only going to eat less than kedei kviya suda, and you ended up eating a shir kedei, maybe it's a four beim, whatever the shir is, a kedei kviya suda. Then you bench. But even though in the middle you decide you're going to eat more, you don't make a new bracha maitzi. You say machan your first mezainis. You already made a mezainis. You keep on eating, and you make and you bench at the end. So you'll have a mezainis in the beginning and bechus mezainis at the end. That's halacha. Gapon and pasuk of kisnin is halacha that you make a mezainis in the beginning, and if you're not eating kedei kviya suda, and you make al mechi at the end. So what is pasuk of kisnin? So the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings three cases of pasuk of kisnin. The first case of pasuk of kisnin is netta memula. It's baked full. For example, you bake the dough, you took the dough, you baked it with cheese on it, or butter on it, or meat on it, or you baked on it with dvash, ragoizim, a lot of honey and nuts. That's pasuk of a kisnin. That's the reason why a lot of people make a mezainis on pizza, because they take the dough and they bake it with the cheese and sauce on it. So that's mafkiya, they didn't lechem from it, and it has a din mezainis. And agava, the Sicilian slices, what they sell in stores, what they call Sicilian, it's a square slice, that's taka mezainis, because the way, if you talk to the pizza shops, what they do is they bake that dough first, without any cheese and sauce. First they bake it a little bit, and so it has already, it's challah and the din lechem, and it's hamaitzi, and then after they put the cheese and sauce on it, and then they bake it again. But once it was already challah and the din lechem, you're not mafkiya that din lechem, it remains din lechem, and that's hamaitzi. That remains hamaitzi.
It's like a pizza thing.
Right. If it was first baked, if it was baked, that's pasuk of kisnin. But if it was first baked, and then you added something, you baked it again, you made a grilled cheese, you're not going to change the, you're not going to take off the teres nama, teres lechem from it. It remains a mitzvah. The second case of pasuk of kisnin is pasta mitzvah b'tavlin. It's so full of tavlin or sugar, the place can say, that it's nikka. Even though we always bake, very often they bake bread or challah with some sugar in it, but it's not really nikka, it's not really nikka, it doesn't take away the taste of bread, that's why it makes a mitzi. But if it's so matuvel b'tavlin, has so much spices in it, that it's so nikka, that changes it, that takes off the teres lechem from it, doesn't have a taste of bread, and it becomes an impossible kisnin. It's mezainis and al mechi, if you don't eat kedei kviya suda. And the third case of the machava is, you bake something that cracks. We know the type of bread is, when you bend it, it doesn't break, it bends. But if you take something like a cracker, that cracks when you bend it, it's baked so hard that it cracks, that's pasuk of a kisnin. The lashon of the mechab is she'oisim isam ka'ovim yaveshim, it's like very thick and dry, the kaisisin isam. And when you chew it, the kaisisin is a lashon of chewing something hard. It's not like chewing bread, you're chewing something like kaisis chitim, you're chewing something hard, like a cracker. And the mechab says, v'hein the growing biscuitness, I think it's like biscuits. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah brings down kichlach. Kichlach for that reason is pasuk of kisnin. Kichlach is basically flour and water. But since it cracks, or crackers, or our crackers, if you take a cracker and it cracks, that's pasuk of kisnin. As a mingla, that's where the minig of the Sfavim, that they say matzah also cracks. What's matzah different than a cracker? And my father, Lashon, was once married to me. He says, you know, any cracker that you see, pashtus is really not chametz. It's very hard to have a cracker that's chametz, because the crackers are made within 18 minutes, they're really quick, and really probably every cracker is matzah, has been matzah. Any cracker you ever see that cracks is really probably yesterday matzah, if it would be in Nishma, Hashem, it's matzah. He was once married to me. I think it was even on Cheerios. And Cheerios, you look at a Cheerio, probably the way it was baked so quick, very lightly, it's not chometz. He said, not to be semich on this, Chashon. I was the first one to say, don't be semich on this. But really, it seems so easy to create chometz. People still find it so hard to make matzah. It's maybe hard to make chometz than it is to make matzah.
Yeah,
and Cheerios, the way the machinery probably makes it. What? Oh, she is. Okay, but really, a pasha is any crack or anything. It's not different than a matzo. Any Cheerios is really probably not even chometz. Some will fuck Hashem with Cheerios and Shabbos, they go crazy. What? Oh, has yeast something else. I don't think they do. Probably not. That's another get. Also, all these things, you can, if you pay attention and taste on bread, you should know what the Torah calls chometz. It should have a little bit of sour taste to it. It's a good sour taste, but bread should have a little bit sour. The dough became a little bit sour. And all these crackers don't have it, and all these Cheerios don't have that sourness, that sour taste. They probably never were chometz. But al kaponim, that's the since the Bechava says, anything which cracks, which is hard and it cracks, is mezainis. That's why they make a mezainis on matzah. Okay, they're right. But the thing I never understood was, what's pshat on Pesach? On Pesach, all of a sudden, they change and they make a mitzi. They make a mitzi in it, the whole Pesach. What's pshat? And the yetzu with it on Pesach. I remember I once saw... How do you know they made a mitzvah?
Some did.
Okay, but if the ones that cracked, is there
a
guy?
Never mind.
So they cracked.
I used to learn to get a shtiebel. There's a Kamachachim, his father's a younger man, Kamachachim, and I remember one time we were in the coffee room. And then Gershibel, this box of matzahs, and he just took him, opened the box of matzahs, got a piece out in front of me, broke off a piece, made a mezainis, and just ate it just like that. And I couldn't get over it. And I said to him, and you make a mezainis? He goes, yes, make a mezainis. And I go, what are you doing, Pesach? He goes, Pesach, make a mitzi. And I asked him, what's the takap shah? He told me, kacha. Kacha, that's the way it is. Jumping ahead, but basically this is what was always apparent to me. First of all, the Minig Ashkenazim was even more shver. Why we make a mitzvah on matzah the whole year? It's so shver because they're right that matzah is possible kistin. But the mice and the svad to me was always a tmiya, this kasha that if they're right that it's a mizayin the whole year, what's pshat on Pesach on Sunday they're making a mitzvah. The Teretz is, the Ilum will seem to be Mechan very quickly, but the Teretz I just found, what I think the Teretz is, the Mechaz Chinuch, Mitzvah Yudai Teh. The Mechaz Chinuch doesn't talk about this Minig HaSvadim, but the Mechaz Chinuch talks about if you could be Yudai to the Mitzvah of Matzah with Pasabah B'Kisnin. If you would have flour and water, and it was Mamula with something, or it's Matuvah B'Tavlin, and Pasabah B'Kisnin can be Yudai to that, and you made it with Shem Mitzvah Matzah, you shame it, and Shem Mitzvah Matzah can be Yudai to that in Pesach. Bemis Kivega Shukhanach claims the same Shaila. Can be Yitzu, possible Kistin in the Mitzvah Matzah. To me, it's Vishashver, L'chayr, if it's the Pasuk Mamunga with Gvina or Tavlin, L'chayr, that should be Vatla the Tamil Matzah. That should be the Gemara Navi Sachem says that Vishusim Vatla Mitzvah. If you eat the Mitzvah Matzah together with a piece of fish or a piece of meat, you're not Yitzu the Mitzvah because in your mouth, the Vishus, the meat of the fish, is Mavatl. It dilutes the tam, the taste of the matzah, and you're not used with that. The Gemara does say that mitzvah is not mevatel mitzvah. Special chiddush that if you marid the rice, in terms of the rice, if you marid together with the matzah, that mitzvah is not mevatel mitzvah. Rishus is not the mitzvah. So here also, if you're having this Passover kistin and it was a mulu with cheese or something, or mutul b'tavlin, why don't you say the tam is mevatel the mitzvah? Unless you're going to say that the whole thing becomes the chetzah of the matzah. The cheese also all of a sudden became the chetzah of the matzah. If you hold that, kibyetzah matzah, pasuk
mitzvah.
Right. Maybe it's all buffalo and it all becomes part of the chetzah of the matzah. The whole thing is made of chetzah of the matzah. The pashas, my matzah is supposed to be flour and water.
What if you make a pizza and eat only the crust? You make a matzah. There's nothing on it.
I think the whole thing is a sham. But you're eating it together. You're not just eating it.
No, you only ate that.
But he doesn't say that. It's mashal from the Mechaz Chinuch. He's claimed by all. But the Mechaz Chinuch does clear it also by another case of, there's one more case of Pasuk of Kistin that the Shulchan Aruch before we mentioned said three cases, but there's only a fourth case in the Gemara and Brachas Achlan Mechaz, called Chuvah D'Ara. Chuvah D'Ara is flour and water. But you use a lot of water. It's very, there's a lot of water, so it's very, very soft dough, an extra soft dough. And there's another tanaya of kuvud ha'ari is it's baked on the floor of the tana. For some reason, baking on the floor of the tana bakes it differently. But if you have these two conditions, it's baked with a, well, it's lechem racha, it's called. It's very soft bread, there's a lot of water in it, and it's baked on the kaka, on the floor, on the ground of the tana. That's called kuvud ha'ari, that's barimini mezainis, that's pasto b'kisnin. And so that also, the Mechas Chinuch says, that kuvud ha'ari, there's necessarily no problem of tam being mevatel, because it's just flour and water, there's nothing else. So maybe this is a little easy to understand. Ayi yitz, but it's possible to kiss them. It's a mezainis na almichya. Ayi yitz, so the mitzvah matzah with kuvud ha'ari. So that, the Mechas Chinuch means, yes, Peresh Rambam. The Rambam Per Gimel Huchas Brachas Halacha Tes Paskins that Kuvud Ha'ara is Paskol B'Kisnin, which make a Mezainis and Al-Nechya. But in Per Gvob, in Huchas Chomitz Matzah and also Vob, the Rambam Paskins that with Kuvud Ha'ara, you can use the Mitzvah Chinas Matzah. And Paskins Tama means, even though you're only eating Kazayis to the Kuvud Ha'ara, which is Mezainis, you use the Mitzvah. So what's Takav Shat? So the Mechas Chomitz wants to say this first, this is what Ehum was saying right away. He says, the Mitzvah is Kova. The fact that you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah, that's as Choshev as Kviya Suda. The whole reason why Kviya Suda gives up the Chashivas to it, that you make a
Rambam, that you make
a Rambam. Oh, again, oh, right. What?
Where do you have a Rambam, that Rambam?
Yes.
Maybe you're making sense. And you go to it. Where do you see that? That shtickle. That if you go to that, it has to be a Mitzvah. That's the, you have a Hashem still?
You have to see the Mechas
Chinuch. Why, because Shrifts are Muslim, maybe you're making a Mitzvah.
I hear, maybe it remains Mazayin Sin Yetzer. I think the Kiveg is Mashna way. The Amethyst Kiveg. The Kiveg talks about being Yetzer Matzah, but Pasuk Kiveg is Mashna.
Where does it say that? Where does it say that?
Because I think, because the Mishnah, I think.
It says you make a Mashna.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing, right?
Maybe that's when you eat normal Matzah.
I think because it has the Lechem. You know, I really, it's a very long Mechas Chinuch. Maybe I didn't go through the whole thing clearly, but you know, offhand I would say maybe as far as the Shtei Lechem Ayni. Shtei Pai Matzah, it didn't have to be Lechem. So, how could be Yaitzu Pasul Kisten? We have to have it in Lechem. So, if you wait Pasul Kisten, the Shekhar Dei Kivi Yasuda, maybe it won't be a Shaila. Maybe Poshid could be Yaitzu Pasul Kisten, they Matzah. If you have all the other criteria, if you have kuvud ha'ari, you need to shake it, kind of possible, because you ate a shake, it could be suitable. But Rambam's mashma, even if you ate just a gzayis, you ate to the matzah, and pashas, you have to have it in lechem. So he wants to say that the mitzvah is covered, the mitzvah gives it in fiyas. This is why he's used the word achshavei, we once spoke a few weeks ago, the achrenim say, the lashon of achshavei, but he says the mitzvah is covered. Oh, but this mitzvah sinef would only answer the meaning of them on the state of the night. The state of the night, it's a mitzvah, that tak would be, the mitzvah would be kaveya, make it in Kisuda, so you make hamaitzi and bechaz the Muslim to say the night. But what about the whole Pesach? Why do they make hamaitzi? That's what the meaning is. The whole 8 days of Pesach,
make a mitzvah. Huh?
Well,
you can't eat bread the rest of the day, so that's
yeah, but you're not going to make a moitzi on every piece of cake, and every possible kisnin, they're only making just a matzah. So I think the story is that the minhag sfarim, they're going with the goyim shita, because the famous goyim shita is that every kzayis matzah that you eat a whole week, you make a mitzvah. Pashas, we look at matzah the whole week, like, there's a mitzvah matzah based off night, and the whole week it's like eating a potato, it's just not from it. But the goyim learns it out from sukkah, just like by sukkah, there's a chiyasi in the sukkah, just a little rishon, the first two nights, and the rest of the but the rest of the week, even though it's not a chiv, but there's a mitzvah every time you eat a kazayis, and every time you make a birchas leisha basukkah, shekhi shem mitzvahnu leisha basukkah, a whole week, the same thing, even though we don't make a bracha by matzah on the mitzvah, but the grain sheet is that there's a mitzvah every kazayis season. In Meila, you can say, this mitzvah is the grain.
The mitzvah makes what?
The mitzvah is actually makes this covet. It's probably many hundred years before the Goyin, so it's not that it's not that the Sfarim are going with the Shita Gros. The Shita Gros is going with the Minhag HaSfarim. The Shita Gros has the Sfarim and the Minhag HaSfarim, he's going with them. The Mechas Chinuch does say that what about if a person be possible kissing for one of the Suda Shabbos? He wants to be Yates of Suda Shabbos. So you say then, oh, the mitzvah is covered, and you'll make Hamoitzi and Bechas HaMoz on it. That we don't do. That no one will yates the Suda Shabbos, even Shal Shudas, the Shas of Chak, he's being yates the Mizainis, he's not going to bench, he's not going to make Mizainis. So the Teretz is, we have to say that Mr. Dabonin is not, Suda Shabbos is only Mr. Dabonin. Mr. Dabonin is not Kebeya Kekviya Suda Dabonin. Mr. Dereis, like Matzah, will be Kebeya. So the Fizir will come out, this Gain Shita, that there's a mitzvah, whole Pesach, that's even more chosher than Mr. Dabonin, the Nechnami, because according to Gain Shita, it's Mr. Dereis. Because I see the whole Pesach, it's even more than the Mr. Bonus to the Shabbat.
Oh, so good.